This is Akashwani, the news read by Hageani. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India is on the way to address long-standing challenges to build a modern, inclusive and progressive society. He said our quest is unique because the largest nation in the world is developing in that manner in a democratic framework. The minister stressed that the mantra of that journey is, as Prime Minister Modi says, to advance on the two legs of technology and tradition. Addressing the Youth Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention, jointly organized by the Union Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports and Odisha Government at Bhubaneswar this morning, the External Affairs Minister said India has just started a journey towards Viksit Bharat in the Amrit Kaal. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on two bills related to One Nation, One Election is underway in New Delhi. The bills are officially named as the Constitution, 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024. Talking to the media, Committee Chairperson BJP MP P.P. Chaudhary said as far as the procedure is concerned, the committee will make an effort to listen to all stakeholders, be it legal experts, members of civil society or from judiciary or political parties. Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari have said that around 1.80 lakh deaths occurred due to road accidents in 2024. Addressing a press conference on road safety meeting with transport ministers of all states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Gadkari mentioned that nearly 30,000 people died because of not wearing a helmet. He highlighted that a cashless treatment scheme for road accident victims was launched during the meeting. Mr. Gadkari said that the government under this scheme will provide maximum of up to 1.5 lakh rupees for treatment to accident victims. Around 2 lakh rupees will be provided for the deceased in hit and run cases. In Assam, 21 para divers this morning retrieved the body of one of the trapped coal miners from the flooded mine after more than 48 hours. Intensive search and rescue operations are underway to rescue the remaining trapped miners. The Army, Navy, NDRF, SDRF and other agencies are working continuously to rescue the trapped coal miners. The Marathi language has officially been granted the status of a classical language following the issuance of the government resolution today. Maharashtra's Minister of Marathi Language, Uday Samant, met with Union Minister of Culture, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat in Delhi, where Mr. Shekhawat formally handed over the GR, officially recognizing Marathi as a classical language. The Bangladesh Department of Immigration and Passports has cancelled the passports of 97 people, including ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, due to their alleged involvement in enforced disappearances and the July killings. Chief Advisors Deputy Press Secretary Abul Kalam Azad told media in Dhaka that the Passports Department cancelled passports of 22 people involved in enforced disappearances, while passports of 75 people, including Sheikh Hasina, were revoked due to their involvement in the July killings. Earlier on Monday, the International Crimes Tribunal issued arrest warrants against 11 people, including ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, her former defense advisor, Major General retired Tariq Ahmed Siddiqui, and former Inspector General of Police Benazir Ahmed. A bilateral meeting was held between Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his counterpart of the Maldives, Mohammed G. Hassan Mamun, in New Delhi today. During the talks, the two ministers reviewed the various facets of bilateral defense cooperation, including training, regular military exercises, and defense projects. Making initial remarks, the defense minister said India has been offering avenues of capacity building to the Maldives in all fields of defense cooperation to enhance the capability of the Maldives National Defense Forces. The defense minister of Maldives is on a three-day visit to India. During his stay, he will also be visiting Goa and Mumbai. Cold wave conditions continue to sweep entire North India. India Met Department has forecast cold day conditions in Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan and North Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. In badminton, India's Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto also entered the pre-quarterfinals of Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. The ace duo defeated Sung Hyun Ko and Hye Won Yeom of South Korea this morning. The star Indian duo will next take on Qi Zhang and Xing Chang of China in the round of 16 tomorrow. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.